This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democrats and Republicans are already fighting over witnesses for the public impeachment hearings later this week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as the vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Hong Kong is in the sixth month of protests that began in June over a proposed extradition law and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy and other grievances. Iran State TV is reporting that construction has begun on a second nuclear power reactor at its Bashir plant amid heightened tensions over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Authorities began pouring concrete for the base of the reactor on Sunday. Bashir's first reactor came online in 2011 with the help of Russia. This new reactor, similarly, will be built with Russian help. Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. Japan's Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako waved and smiled from an open car in a parade Sunday, marking Naruhito's enthronement. This is VOA News. Cambodia freed opposition leader Kham Sukar from house arrest on Sunday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After 2 years under house arrest, Cambodia freed opposition leader Kham Sukar on Sunday. But it's keeping charges of treason in place. And the joint founder of the now-banned Cambodian National Rescue Party, or CNRP, is barred from politics and from leaving the country. Outside Kham Sukar's house, his lawyer says they are continuing to push for the court to drop all charges. Pressure has been growing on Cambodia's authoritarian leader Hun Sen to ease a crackdown on his opponents, as the European Union considers whether to cut preferential trade terms it gives Cambodia as a least developed nation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least eight civilians in northeast Syria today. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In just the last 5 days, at least 92 civilians have been killed in these two separate battles. The UN Human Rights Office reports most of the deaths have occurred in Syria's northeastern Kurdish-controlled area, which is under assault by the Turkish military. It says 49 people have been victims of airstrikes, ground-based strikes, and summary executions. These have been carried out by opposing Turkish-affiliated armed groups and Kurdish armed groups. It says another 31 civilians have been killed by roadside bombs in populated areas, most likely planted by groups opposing the Turkish military offensive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A strong cyclone is lashing northeastern India and Bangladesh on Sunday, killing several people in both countries. More than 2 million people moved to shelters across Bangladesh's vast coastal region. Australian firefighters raced on Sunday to contain widespread bushfires that have left three people dead. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Burnt-out cars and homes gutted beyond recognition. Bushfires in the Australian state of New South Wales have killed three people since Friday, when a record number of emergency-level fires were declared in the state. At least 150 homes have been destroyed. Authorities upgraded the forecast for the Greater Sydney region to catastrophic fire danger for Tuesday, the first time the city has been rated at that level since new fire danger ratings were introduced a decade ago. Australia is suffering through one of its worst bushfire seasons, with parts of the country crippled by severe drought.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington.